Hey y'all, I am officially back with an episode of Complete Circle. I can't believe it. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I had the desire to start this again, and it's been a long, long time coming, and I really didn't know when this was gonna happen. So I am feeling all the feels right now. I am nervous. But I'm also very excited and grateful that I finally took that initiative, that I finally took that step forward and am doing what I need to be doing, period, because it's about time, okay? So here's to being bolder. Here is to stepping out of my comfort zone again and really doing the thing, because that's what this year is about. Like, this year is very, very personal for me. I don't want to get emotional, but y'all know I get vulnerable and I get real. So if the tears come, then the tears come, right? Like, that's as real as it gets. Can't get any realer than that. But yeah, this past year, 2021. Oh, I lied. 2022. Mercy. 2022 was quite the year for me, y'all. It was probably the best and worst year of my life simultaneously. Like, the first half was probably the worst, and then the second half was probably, like, definitely one of the best, like, definitely in the top categories of years of my life. So it was a little bit of both and a little bit of everything, honestly. It was a lot. And there are some things that, you know, I won't get into details about, but I will say that I learned a lot in 2022. And I grew far more than I ever thought that I could. And I think that the very end of 2022 is where I really started to see the fruits of what the beginning and middle of it taught me, and that catapulted me into 2023. And even in the midst of everything that happened in 2022, at the end of 2022, I had this strong feeling that told me, like, 2023 is going to be a good year. No matter what happens, I am sure in my heart of hearts that 2023 is going to be a good year, because guess what? I was gonna make sure of that regardless, okay? Come hell or high water, good, bad, happy, sad, everything in between, I was not gonna let anything take away the fact that 2023 is gonna be a good year regardless. And the beginning, it's only been 2 months, like, we just hit month three of 2023, and already a lot has happened. And again, it's lessons learned. You know, I can say that I probably wish things didn't happen the way that they happen. But I cannot say that I have not learned from it. And I cannot say that I have not grown and stepped further into my journey of who I'm becoming and who I am learning to love in the process. And it's been a journey. You know, like, I just turned 25 this year, last month. It's crazy to think that I have walked this earth for 24 years before and am now just learning to really love and cultivate more of that self-love towards who I am, and learning to accept myself, flaws and all, good and bad. And it hasn't been easy, you know, because even in the midst of the healing and growing process, you're gonna make mistakes. you're gonna fall on your face. You gonna hurt. Like, you know, you're still gonna experience those negative emotions and those negative things. It doesn't mean that that just automatically goes away just because you decide to go on a journey of healing and growing and, you know, really working in yourself. It actually, I think, brings more of that as a challenge to see how far you actually have come. And that's what I'm learning. It, you know, growing and healing is not linear. It's definitely going to be a roller coaster. It's definitely going to be up and down, side to side, around the town. Like, it's going to hit you from every side. And it's okay to still make those mistakes and to still have those moments where you want to go back to the old you. You want to do the same things that you felt comfortable doing because that's your safety. That's your safety zone. That's how you've kept yourself safe. That's how you've protected yourself. That's how you have kept your guard up. So naturally, you're going to want to revert back to that. And there will be moments when you do. You're going to react and respond in the ways that you don't necessarily want to. You're going to exhibit those emotions and thoughts and actions that you work so hard to pull yourself away from, you know? And the really big thing that I realized was that, yo, I'm actually grateful for those moments because when I experience those moments and I don't take as long to come out of it, or I maneuver a little differently, or I realize how well I handled it versus however long ago, it's like, yo, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm so much farther than I ever was. And that's what I'm grateful for, because it's like, it's gonna take me time to get, you know, all the way over to the other side, but I can see the progress. And I can see how much I've grown and how much I have learned and how much more I'm putting into practice the things that I have gained so far. So I don't beat myself up as much anymore when I do find myself making mistakes and you know, kind of falling back into my habits and patterns, because I don't fall back in as deep. I might, you know, slip a little bit. I might tiptoe into it, you know, I might do a little two-step into it, but I don't immerse myself in, I don't allow it to consume me, because I'm aware of how much progress I have made, and I'm aware of the skills and the tools that I've gained and learned, and I put those into practice, so I catch myself. And that's what I really pay the most attention to, because it's easy to beat yourself up. It's easy to, you know, really drag yourself down because it's like, dang, why would I do that again? Dang, why would I allow myself to fall into this again? Like, you know, sometimes you really want to ask yourself, like, are you good? Like, are you okay? Because why would you do that? And it's okay to have those moments to really, you know, question yourself, like, you know, what is going on? Why are we here yet again? You know, why are we allowing this still? So it's okay to ask yourself those questions, because if you know, if you don't know, then who knows? So you gotta take time to reflect on that and really evaluate what those responses are, but also acknowledge when you do work yourself through that situation, acknowledge the way you went about it versus how you would have went about it, let's say a couple months ago or even last year, because that's important. A lot of people get caught up in the, I made a mistake again and I did this again and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, bro, have you acknowledged the growth though? Have you took time to actually ask yourself the areas in which you've improved? Like, have you focused on the good? Have you taken time to notice that? And that's one thing that I've really, you know, come to put more into practice with myself. Because listen, the world is already cruel. All right, it's already hard out here in these streets. People are already mean and, you know, rude and cold and whatever else. So why do I have to then be my biggest enemy? I'm sure I have an enemy out there somewhere. So why would I take it upon myself to be my biggest enemy? Why would I do that? Why would I continue to do that to myself? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, it doesn't serve. It doesn't help. It doesn't make sense. So why not be your biggest fan? Why not be your biggest cheerleader? Why not be your biggest encourager and motivator? You know, your biggest pep talker. Like, why not be that person for yourself? Leave all that other stuff to the world and the outside, you know, external factors, because like it or not, that's going to come. That's a part of life, but you don't have to take part in that for yourself. So I've really taken that into consideration, and I've been trying to practice that so much more. And I know that there are going to be those of you listening that can relate to this, because I know I'm not alone. So definitely give yourself more grace and give yourself more props, because if you don't do it, how can you expect anybody else to? Or rather, if you don't do it for yourself already, how can you expect to be able to receive it when others do it? What you don't do for yourself, you cannot expect from others, period. So that's definitely one of the biggest things. And I'm kind of just giving like a rundown of what the past year has looked like, and kind of just giving you guys an introduction into like what I've been experiencing, what I've been thinking and going through. And then I'm definitely gonna get more into detail each episode moving forward and really branching off and talking about some of those lessons learned and being able to hopefully help somebody else that may be in the same place or maybe trying to work through it. Maybe someone who's not even aware of it as of yet, you know? So this is just like a, I'm back. Let me let y'all know what's going on. And then we'll get more into it moving forward, you know, because I'm a little rusty. So we trying to, you know, exercise these muscles again and get a little ease into it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, bear with me. And what else can I say? I mean, the biggest thing that I've learned, ooh, honey, let me tell you. God gonna make sure you learn the lesson every time. Every time. Like, it don't matter how long it takes. It don't matter how many times he gotta put you, allow you to go through certain things to learn it. Bro, it's gonna get learned. One way or, and that's for me personally, because one thing I have noticed about myself, sometimes I need to learn my lesson the hard way, because I be stubborn and hard-headed. And God, I know, be looking at me like, girl, what is you doing? Like, why are you making this harder than it needs to be? You know, he still loved me in my foolishness, but I know he'd be up there like, dang, why my daughter acting like this? You know what I'm saying? Why is she doing what she doing? Like, why? Because I'd be looking at myself like, Sam, why are we, what is going on, baby? Wait, what is going on? You know? So back to like, you know, the lesson being learned is like, my God, he gonna make sure I learn it every time. Whether it be the hard way, easy way, whatever, however I have to learn the lesson, he gonna make sure I learn it every single time. And I praise him for it. I'm not even mad at it, because I have to look at myself and be like, bro, the only person you can be mad at is yourself. Period. Because you needed to learn the lesson. No matter how you learned it, you needed to learn it, because it was necessary for you to move forward and move out of whatever it is that was keeping you stuck, stagnant, hindered, you know, in pain and suffering, etc. So the biggest thing that I have been learning, like, it's still very present, learning is to let go. To let go. When I tell y'all, I used to hold on so tight, gripping hard for dear life onto things and people that I had no business holding on to anymore. Like, I would be sick, like, thinking that this is the end all be all of life. If I lost somebody, if they walked out my life, if they left, if whatever you want to say, I would be in shambles. In shambles, y'all, shambles. And I, now looking back, I'm just like, yo, Sam, like, that's crazy. That's crazy that you was really out here moving like this. But again, I had to come from somewhere and learn to be where I am at in this moment, and will continue to work on and progressively improve with. But letting go of who and what is no longer serving me, that is a lesson that I have learned. And honestly, it has been so much easier to do that because I am learning to let go and let God. Because best believe, who and what is for me will be for me every single time, period. No matter who or what says anything about it, God will ensure that what he has for me and who he has for me will be. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So that's that on that. So I learned that if I just let God do what God's gonna do, everything that's for me, I will have. And if I don't have it, it's because it was not for me. Or the time and the season is up in my life and it no longer is doing me any good. Because sometimes things and people, you know, they serve you for a season. They serve you for a point in time. But then there comes a point sometimes where it's like, all right, wrap it up, you know, wrap it up and let's move on to the next thing. Let's clear some space for you to step more into your purpose and all these other different things. And I'll get more into detail about it like when I record the episode focusing more on that. But for real, I think that is probably the biggest, most important lesson that I needed to learn. And it only took 25 years, y'all. It only took 25 years, okay? But that's okay, because as long as I am alive and breathing, there's always going to be growth and healing that needs to take place. So I'm okay with it. Whenever it comes, I am welcoming it with open arms. So yeah, it hasn't been as hard because I'm literally just saying like, yo, okay. All right, God, I see what you're doing. That's what you're doing? Cool. No problem. Say less, big homie. Like, no problem at all. Like, it's okay. I'm gonna be all right. Because I know that something bigger and better is coming. Period. So I definitely would say like that's a big one. For sure. And right now, I'm in a solid place. I am in a solid place. And it has taken time. It has taken time. And like I said, I'm not where, you know, I should be or where I want to be, but I am so much farther. And that's what matters. And honestly, shout out to my therapist because she do what she got to do every single time. Like, I thank God for her all the time because I really don't know how I would have gotten through a lot of these things without her. You know, like, she is literally a blessing from God. She was handpicked by my God to be my therapist. And that's what I'm jacking because it couldn't be any other way. So she definitely, she's at the top of the list. And of course my support system, because I don't know what I would do without the people who check in, the people who listen to me, the people who show up for me. I don't know what I would do without them. I really don't. So I thank God for every resource, every individual that is key, has been key to this process and this journey and the journey to come and to continue, because I know that there's so much more in store for me and I am very excited to see what that looks like. Like I said, 2023 is going to be my year. And I don't mean it in like, oh yeah, 2020, you know, like how people say, no. Like, it's a personal, very personal year for me. And I just know that it's going to reap blessings and fruit, and a lot is going to come out of this year. And I'm speaking it, I am claiming it, I am doing all those things, okay? Because it's going to happen. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I'm just excited. And I really am super excited to take y'all on this journey with me. That part is really the part that's like, yo, like, y'all gonna be a part of this too. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all about to Y'all about to hear the testimonies. Y'all about to hear the stories, the experiences, the lessons, the everything. Y'all about to get it all. And so I'm excited for what God is going to pour into me to pour out to y'all. So we're back in action, man. This is Complete Circle Podcast. Like, this is really, I feel good. Doing this right now in this moment, it feels good. This, I feel like I'm in my element. I feel like this is where I belong. And I stepped away for too long. But you know, God, there's a reason for everything. The amount of time I took away from this, I have since grown and gained a lot. So now is the perfect time. There's no better time than this. And that's really the best way I could put it, because I don't really know how else to say it. It just everything in his perfect timing. And it's going to be good. It's going to be good, y'all. So stick with me. Stay in tune. And let's go on this journey together, y'all. And if you're listening, I hope that you have a blessed and beautiful day, night, whatever time of the day you're listening to it. Just stay blessed, stay beautiful, and I'll catch you on the next episode.